Thank you, Mr. Chairman, the Director General of FAO, and Director General-elect, honorable ministers, heads of intergovernmental organizations and UN agencies, head of delegations, FAO staff, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor and privilege for me to have the opportunity to address you at this very important conference. First of all, I want to start by extending the warm greetings to you all on behalf of Their Majesties, the government, and the people of the Kingdom of Eswatini. I thank all of you and those who have been part of this important conference before for the good work done to this date. This organization has the most important task than any organization, as it deals with issues of ensuring that the entire world is food secured. We all know without food, there is no life. However, it is unfortunate that every day we are faced with new challenges as we try to find solutions on how to get every individual food secure. The effect of climate change, which has resulted in droughts, floods, new pests and diseases, needs our coordinated attention. Mr. Chairman, our agriculture in the Kingdom is characterized by a large number of smallholder farmers with very few large-scale farmers. This says that we are predominantly in a subsistence production system. The consumption of processed product is high and increasing every day, yet there is little fruit processing and value addition taking place within our boundaries. We are still dependent on imports, even for our staple crop. In recognition of the need to ensure food and nutrition security for our people, we have put in place programs that are aimed at stimulating production, especially in terms of increasing productivity per unit area. The program focuses mainly on making farm inputs easily accessible to the farmer and also facilitating marketing of end products. Our food prices are also not stable, as they are influenced by the high input costs, which are mainly imported. Mr. Chairman, in trying to address the issues raised above, a number of programs have been developed in recent years. This has resulted in paradigm shift towards commercialization, and the agriculture sector is being considered to be the backbone of the economy. The main commercial crops being sugarcane, fruits, and vegetables. On livestock, it is mainly beef and poultry, which is at the commercial scale. To support the commercialization drive, government has invested in creating an enabling environment through large-scale water projects. Currently, a number of potential water harvesting sites are being investigated with the aim of increasing area under irrigation. This is mainly to address the issue of climate change, which is having a serious effect on our rain-fed population system. In addition, we are opening up to investors with an interest to embarking on agro-processing. We are seeing some positive results, and hopefully we should be a major player of the economy within a short space of time. We are aware that we cannot go far if we do it alone, and thus we need support from our international friends. The Kingdom of Eswatini is very grateful of the support by our development partners and international friends and organizations such as FAO. The new government has recently unveiled a roadmap towards improving the economic situation in the country. Agriculture has been identified as the pillar of the economic revival, and for that reason, we need more and more of your support than ever before. In this connection, we believe that if all programs can be implemented in the rural areas, it would address the challenge of migration from rural to urban areas. Lastly, following the call by the nation to be the leader in the economic revival, the ministry has put in place a robust action plan which focuses on production for export markets and increased involvement of the private sector. I thank you all for listening.